This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Two somber milestones have been hit as the world continues to adjust to life with COVID-19. The number of deaths globally surpassed 600,000. In addition, the number of confirmed global infections has hit 14 million and continues to rise well above that. The United States death toll is nearly 140,000, while the number of infections is more than 3.6 million. An unpublished report from the White House Coronavirus Task Force recommends that 18 U.S. states should impose more stringent lockdown measures. The report identified the states as red zone areas because they had more than 100 new cases per day, or per 100,000 people last week, I should say. Among the states are Florida, South Carolina, and Texas, all of which reported record numbers of COVID-19 deaths. Teams of military and medical personnel have been deployed in Texas and California to help overwhelmed hospitals treat coronavirus patients. The report recommendations are contrary to the position held by U.S. President Donald Trump, who insists that states reopen even as infections continue to rise. The United States' top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is once again raising red flags about the recent surge in coronavirus cases, particularly in southern states. Speaking to a live audience organized by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, he said the staggering increase in cases is a cause of serious concern. And despite some hopeful areas, Fauci said leaders need to encourage their people to wear masks and practice other measures to mitigate the spread. This is VOA News.